So we last week we did Perek Dal, Shar Dalet, excuse me, Perek Bet, which is where the Nefesh HaChaim was telling us what Torah Lashma is not. Right, he was Dafka going out of his way to tell us that it's not about Dveikus, and he had what I counted as four, maybe you could count them as three, different arguments to prove that Torah is not ultimately about Dveikus. Just to give, if you recall one example, he said if it was about Dveikus, so then, lahavdil, like kind of a mantra, you would be just as good or even better to do the same Torah all the time, right? The same Masechet, same Pasuk, the same Mishnah, or the same anything like that. And you could get yourself in a feeling of, you know, what Lahavdu might call a trance, or we would call Dveikos. You could feel close to Hashem that way. And yet, as he showed from the Gemara, and just like everything we know about Jewish life and learning, no one says you shouldn't be trying to learn as much as you can. Well, what does that presuppose? That evidently there's some higher goal than just quote-unquote Dveikos. But we didn't tell us is what it is. And here we have the beginning of the most famous section. Again, when we started the Chabura, so I said, you know, that this is, you know, arguably Shar Dalet is, I think, the most influential, you know, tract on Torah learning and the primacy of Torah learning, certainly in the last few hundred years. But within Shar Dalet, probably the most famous aspect is the definition that Rav Chaim Volozhiner gives to Torah Lashma, and even though he never mentions the words Chasidim or Chasidus, but certainly seems like, whether it's an accurate depiction of a Chasidus is or closer to an exaggeration or a straw man or a caricature or something, but either way, he was going against something else. So now the question is, of course, is what is he going for? What does he believe? So this is the, it's not such a long shar, and it will continue, but this is where he lays down the marker. Aval HaMesi, Ki Inyan Lashma, Perush, L'shem Torah. It is deceptively simple. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the definition of Lashma is for the purpose of Torah. Not something higher than that, extraneous to that. Why do I learn Torah? For Torah's sake. Hainyan Kamoshe Perish HaRosh says, and the key source for him is a comment of the Rosh on the Gemara in Masechta Nedarim and Daf Samach Beis. There, it quotes a maimer of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadok, and on, if you learn Nedarim, on the page in Nedarim, on the page in the margins, you have a rush. This is the Perush HaRush. It's not the Piskei Rush in the back of the Gemara. This is the rush on the Gemara. So the Gemara there is quoting a statement of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadok, who said about various different goals that you should do, he has two of them. One is Asei Devarim L'shem Pa'alan, which is a reference to performing mitzvos. Asei devarim, do things, specifically do mitzvos. And what's the goal? What's the highest aspiration while you're doing the mitzvos? It's defined as l'shem po'alan. Skip for just for 1 second, just to the rest of the quote in the Gemara, then we'll go back and see what the Rush said. But just so I think it's easier if you read it in a, you see it juxtapositioned. Asei devarim l'shem po'alan, v'daber behen l'shman. What does v'daber behen mean? To study them. So there's, in this one back-to-back phrase, you have a reference to how you should do mitzvos, which was called Asei Dvarim, and then you had Daber Behen. Now, what the Rush picks up on, and what Chaim Volozhiner is going to develop, is what is the definition? There's Asei Dvarim, there's one goal called L'shem Pa'alan, and then the Gemara switches and says, when it comes to Torah, it doesn't say L'shem Pa'alan, it says L'shman. Right, so mitzvos don't stam do, but do them l'shem pa'alan, Talmud Torah, specifically do it l'shman. So what are those two definitions? Because clearly they're important, number one, and the fact that they're not identical must mean that there's a difference between mitzvos and Talmud Torah. So says the Rosh as follows. What is Asei Dvarim l'shem pa'alan? L'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do mitzvos for the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shapa'al HaKol L'ma'anehu, because he did everything, he made everything L'ma'anehu, which we'll see, this is a reference to a pasuk in Mishlei, which Chazal understand as from the term Kilus, appraising, for his praise, for his benefit. So mitzvos, you have some transcendent motivation of connecting to Hashem for Hashem's benefit, something beyond you. Yes, says the Rush. That's when it comes to mitzvos. However, what was the second half of the phrase, the next part of the Gemara? Daber behen l'shman. But speak in them, study Torah. It was a different phrase, the Gemara said. It didn't say l'shem po'alan, it said l'shman, right? Which is like a plural of l'shma. So how did the Rush define that? Kol diburcha u'ma'asacha b'divrei Torah. All of your masav matan, all your talking and learning, your haraving and learning, all of that should be yeh l'shem Torah. Didn't say anything about Hashem. Didn't say l'shem Hashem. It said l'shem Torah itself. And now, that sounds like almost, you know, that sounds very nice, but seems a little bit, mysterious. How can I do it for Torah's sake? Torah is an inanimate object. What does that mean? To do it for Torah? So says the Rosh, Kagon Leida Ulahovin. No, the goal is to understand. Lahosiv Lekach, to learn more, feel pool, to be able to analyze more conceptually. And not, what's the foil? Velo Lekanter Lhitkot. Not to cause trouble. Now that I know this, I could, shlug up my Rebbe, I can, or Lhitkot, I can show off and shear. Those would be not Lashma. But the opposite of those isn't to get closer to Hashem, isn't to fly up into the heavens, or anything like that. It is simply knowledge for knowledge's sake. L'shem Torah. I want to know because it's important to know. The more I know, the deeper I'll understand, the more I can analyze. Okay, Ad Kan, the Rosh on Maseches Nedarim, says the Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the Nefesh Chaim, in the next paragraph, Diktek Levar Shinui. As I mentioned, the ha'ara of the Rosh is he notices that there's a difference in Lashon in the two phrases. Sheba Asiya Amar, when it came to doing mitzvahs, it says L'shem Pa'alan. But when it comes to Bedibor, when it comes to learning Torah, it said L'shman. L'chein, therefore, what did the Rosh do? Binyan Asiya, when it came to doing mitzvahs, Perish L'shmo Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shepa'al HaKol Maneo, as we saw. When it came to Limud HaTorah, Perish L'shem HaTorah. Okay, so that's just a summary. I'm not sure how much he added with that paragraph. Maybe there's some really deep message that I missed, a very subtle message that I missed. I'm not sure he added much with that paragraph. But in the next paragraph, he tries to go a little deeper now. Okay, now that we really know what the Rosh said, so now Rechav Elijah is going to try to analyze that, contextualize it. Kavanoso zal mevuar. Hainu, what is really the Rosh trying to get at? What do we need to take away from this Rosh? Ki asiya sa mitzvah, when it comes to mitzvos, vadei shetzrich lios le mitzvah min amuvchar, Bedivekus umachshava tahora sheba tahoros kifi sichlo v'hasagaso. Says the Rosh, Enechanami, I'm the first to admit, when it comes to doing mitzvos, it may not be required, but the mitzvah min amuvchar, for sure it's a hider mitzvah, for sure it's preferred, for sure it's better if what? If you could do the mitzvah with dveikus, with a feeling of closeness to Hashem, with a pure thought, as on whatever level you can get, as transcendent, as spiritual, as connected as you can be, because by doing that, somehow praising or uplifting, Hashem somehow, or up in Shemayim, legrom tikuni olamos. You're again, we don't understand this. Maybe Rechaim Volozhiner understood this. We don't understand how this is going to work, but somehow you are benefiting and helping all sorts of things in the netherworlds. Ukochos sidarim ha'elyonim. All sorts of there's a galaxy in a solar system of metaphysics, and when you do a mitzvah, it's like a ping pong. There's reaction, and that will help everything. Ligrom tikuni alamos kokos sedarim alyonim v'zehu l'shem pa'alan. That is what the Rosh meant, and that first part when the Gemara meant when it said l'shem pa'alan. Ki po'al Hashem l'ma'aneu, as the pasuk in Mishlei says. V'amru Rizal, as Chazal explained, l'ma'aneu, you would think it's for his benefit. That's how l'man him, for his benefit. But the way Chazal understands it means specifically for his praise. Okay, whatever exactly that means, I can't say I fully understand. I imagine the Rosh and Chaim Volozhiner understood it better than me. But he's saying, yes, there is a dimension. Again, he's speaking now not as a chassid, because he's not, right? He is the chief non-chassid. But he's also, as I said in the first chabura we had, just because he's not a chassid doesn't mean he's not into Kabbalah or mysticism. He says, there is a dimension, whether you realize it or not, of mitzvahs having impact in the supernal upper realms. And in Hachanami, and here's the key point, not just that metaphysical fact, but somehow it's better for the metaphysics, and I would guess better for you, the more you connect to that. It's not the minimum that's necessary. You had a kazai samatzah, shkoich, you had a kazai samatzah, you did it. But if you could have all the dveikus and all the understandings and the kavana, but the impact you're having in those upper mysterious worlds, matovu manaim, that would be even better. So he continues, Vim ki vada shigabem mitzvos ikar behem l'ikuvuhu ha'asiya b'foal, and en achinami, I'm the first to admit, as we already mentioned, says Rechaim Volozhiner, that when it comes to mitzvos, l'ikuva, at minimum, you don't really need that. The bare minimum, what's really required from a mitzvah is to do it. Ha'asiya b'foal. Vakavana and all this other stuff I just mentioned, Yeterah v'tohara mosheva ain't a makeva klal. That's all a bonus. It's all cherry on top. And even if you don't have it, you still fulfill the mitzvah. And he references that if you go to the beginning of his book, at the end of Sha'ar Aleph, which I have never read straight at all, and it's known to be very, very Kabbalistic. So he says, I discussed that there. So even though there is that dimension and that telos, that golden mitzvos, but nevertheless, you don't need it. It's just, it's a benefit. It's an ideal. It's a goal. But you can be Yotzei Mitzvah even without it. Im calls despite all of that, Mitztarif Kedushas V'Torah Machshavto, Likrasi before, as we mentioned. Despite the fact that you don't need it, if you have it, if you have extra sublime, spiritual, you know, kind of kavanos and dveikus, so somehow that attaches to the mitzvah. L'orer, l'f'ol, tikunim, yote gedolim ba'alamot. You're doing all sorts of, as I say, spiritual ping pong, you're, you know, this thing, you know, again, we don't see it, but somehow up in Shemayim, the elbow is connected to the hip bone, which is connected to the thigh bone, and your mitzvahs can rack it up all the way there and do who knows what. As opposed to, if you just do the mitzvah without any of that stuff, I don't know, maybe there has a no pu'ula, or at least very minimal pu'ula. Okay? All of that is important, not only its own sake, but he's really stressing it because he wants to create a contrast. Now that we understand all of that when it came to mitzvos, which, what did the Gemara say? L'shem pa'alun. Now this is his embellishment, his extrapolation from the Rush. All of that should be contrasted with Talmud Torah. Because again, what was the lashon of the Gemara when it came to Talmud Torah? Not l'shem pa'alun, but lishman. Right? Dabar behen lishman. And therefore says Reb Chaim V'Loshner, when you're learning Torah, and we saw that he defined learning Torah last time is not just, you know, thinking Musar thoughts, right? Learning Torah means learning what he just repeated here. Gufei halachos, mitzvos. Amar, what did the Gemara say? The daber behen. Ratzalomar hadibur b'inyanei hamitzvos hechotein. The Gemara wasn't talking about stam schmoozing. It meant when you talk about mitzvos, what you and I would call learning. When you're doing that, when you're talking, you and your chavrusa arguing in the Beis Medrash, you and the Rebbe in the Shir, that dibur is supposed to be lishman. Perish, as the Rosh said, l'shem hadivrei Torah. Hainu leida lehovin lehosif lekach v'pilpul. Which is a lot of things, but it doesn't say anything about supernatural ping pong. It has nothing to do with those upper worlds. That's not the goal. Now, I want to mention a spoiler alert. That's not to say that it doesn't occur in learning. Rav Chaim, again, in the upcoming Prakim, Rav Chaim V'Loshner will speak about some of this, what he considers the superiority of learning over other mitzvos, and how learning could actually have a higher impact in those upper worlds. So he's not talking about the impact. There's a turbocharged, supernatural, metaphysical impact in your learning that you're not even aware of. Nevertheless, what he's talking about is what should be your kavano when you're learning. And when it comes to mitzvos, based on the Gemara and the Rush, he says, well, it's not ma'akev, it is ideal and it is preferred to have that kavana while you're doing the mitzvah. However, as you see from the Gemara and the Rush, no such ideal is indicated when it comes to learning. On the contrary, that could probably distract you. As he said last week, in the last parak, if you have all these, you know, high and mighty ideas, how are you going to understand Migo? Right? You know, Tovus Bachov, B'mokom Shechov Lachrini, and Chazakos, and Kinan Ishos, and Kosa Kenyano, right? It's complicated enough even when you're trying to understand it, let alone if you're also trying to do metaphysics at the same time. So he adds, by the way, interesting, just L'shem full picture, he says, if you look at that Gemara, he was basing himself on the Rush. Rashi Zal Girsi Acheres Yishlo. When Rashi has that Gemara, you see in the Dibur Maskil that Rashi actually must have a different nisach of the Gemara, a different Girsa. Because there, Rashi's Gemara says, V'daber behen, how should you learn? Not L'shmon, which is our Girsa of the Gemara with the Rosh. Rashi's Girsa is L'shem Shamayim. Now, because Rashi had that gear, so you should learn L'shem Shemayim, L'chein Perash, what did Rashi give an explanation? Shetei kol kavanasecha L'shemayim. You should be sincere in your learning. You should be totally focused on Shemayim. So, the Rav Chaim V'Loshner is not denying that, but his point is, you know, that, you know, I think I may have mentioned this to you once. There was there's a bumper sticker that's popular in certain circles. I was a few times I was behind the car that said, "War is not the answer," right? So I think that is one of the dumbest and most juvenile, simplistic bumper stickers you could ever imagine, right? War is not the answer. That kind of depends on what's the question, right? If the question was, how do you defeat Nazi totalitarianism, you better darn sure war was the answer. Like, what do you think? Hello, right? If the question is, I don't know, how do I persuade my neighbor who disagrees with me that I think we should do this or that on taxes? Yeah, war is not the answer. Persuasion is the answer. Friendship is the answer. You know, if I want to be Avraham Avinu and I want to convert the world to monotheism, yes, war is not the answer. But it all depends on what the question is, okay? So in this case, says the Rush, huh? Right, right. Okay, I don't need to take my own mashal too far. But yes, you're right. But getting back to the topic at hand, says the Rush, I'm willing to admit, yes, if you open up that Gemara and you see Rashi, Rashi does seem to say that you should be learning L'shem Shamayim, and maybe that is some of this hoity-hoity stuff. But says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that doesn't impact my thesis, because Rashi wasn't describing the word L'shma. Again, let's go back, you have to, you know, form follows function. We always have to know what the goal is. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in this paragraph, is trying to teach us, what does it mean to learn Torah L'shma? So his whole thesis, the first half of this chapter, was all based on the Rush. You'll tell me that the Rashi has a different parish in the Gemara. That's interesting if you want to know what is the right, how do you understand the Gemara Nedarim? If the goal is what's Nedarim saying, so the fact that Rashi had a different girsa, okay, and maybe you could go to the Oxford or Cambridge or wherever else they have manuscripts of the Gemara, and maybe, I don't know who's right. But Rechaim Volozhiner's point is, I'm not interested in the Gemara per se. I'm not interested even in the Rush per se. I'm interested in what's the definition of Lishma. And the Rush was explaining Lishma. Rashi may have given a different explanation of the Gemara, but doesn't disprove what Rav Chaim Volozhiner wants to get out of the Gemara, because Rashi wasn't working off of Lishma. Rashi was working off of something else. And says the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and he continues, Inyan perish Lishma sh'omru azal b'chol makom, v'adai shikam Rashi zal yifarsh ki perish ha-rashal, kan lefi girsaso. I have no doubt, says the Rush, that if the question would be, what is Lishma, even Rashi would agree. Don't bring me a proof that Rashi and this Gemara said something different. Rashi had a different gears in the Gemara where the word Lishma didn't appear. So that's not a, you know, Rashi's in Yiddish that he's bavarning. He's anticipating what you might come back at him. I mean, Rechaim Volozhiner is bavarning. He's saying, don't tell me my hope shot in Torah Lishma is wrong because Rashi had a different parish in the Gemara. Rashi wasn't explaining the word Lishma. And I have no doubt that, you know, based on other times the word Lishma is used, that Rashi would have agreed. And by the way, even if you tell me that Rashi is different in our Gemara, Rashi still doesn't say what, again, he's not naming them, but the they who shall not be named, i.e. Chasidim, Rashi's not saying what they claim, that the goal of learning is Dveikus. He said the goal of learning is L'shem Shamayim. Ela da'asi la'fuke, sholia limudo l'shem kintor v'geos. What does that mean to be L'shem Shamayim? It means to be sincere. You shouldn't be, we already saw from the Rush also, what are the two definitions of insincere learning? Number one, to cause trouble. Now that I learned a little bit, I can show how the rabbi's wrong, and really you don't have to be so frum, and really, and the second one is to show off and sheer, to impress your friends. Okay? So Rashi said L'shem Shamayim. As the Rush himself said later on. Okay? So, says the Rechaim Volozhiner, we're now up to the last paragraph. He says, Rechaim Volozhiner, and Hachinami, here, Josh, if you want for yourself, you can look at the rest that you missed. Says, my definition, just to quickly summarize, my definition of Lishma is Torah for Torah's sake. L'shem Torah, namely to learn, to knowledge, to know the information. Again, the key line is, as he said, what is the definition of L'shem Torah? Leida lahavin lahosif lakakapilpul. To know. What's the highest goal in learning? To learn. Not just to learn, but to understand. To understand Torah for Torah's sake. Not because it'll help you do mitzvos, not because it'll help you get closer to Hashem. Those are all fine and good things. I can't imagine he's against them. But the definition of Torah, the Shema, is to care about learning for learning's sake. And now he concludes, last paragraph, as you see, Mashas Gabi Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This is the Gemara we quoted last week in Perek Bet, how insane, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was considered the lowest of the Tanoim that were mentioned in that Gemara, and yet said the Gemara, Shalohi Niech, the Gemara went through literally 20 different categories of every aspect of Torah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew all of that. So we had seen, we used that last week because that was how Rechaim Voloshiner was proving that the goal isn't Dveikus. Because if the goal is Dveikus, I could just pick one Mishnah in Perek Yavos, even if I want to be more ambitious, one Perek in Maseches Kiddushin, I'll just do that over and over and over again and I'll get Dveikus. Yet you see for Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was learning everything. Why? So he quotes, if you look in that Gemara, it says, L'chaim the Pasuk in Mishlei, L'hanchil Ovayesh. Hashem says, I want to give over to my beloved ones everything that's in Torah. And that is the idea. We'll just skip to the last line. Sheish lakel yada lahanchil litein schartov l'kol ha'ogev osikva machmas avaso atma mamish hanu lahosipa lekach ha'filpo. Hashem loves us so much that he wants to give us all the Torah. And then the more and more and more we learn, the more we're getting what Hashem... So Hashem had in mind to give us all the Torah, not just something specific.